now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
There is nothing like a good book, and Gary Wells is back with another book recommendation in Words with Wellesley, and a book about Julie London. I've got some new music for you, Deep Thought, World of Swank Gig Guide, with What Remains on, plus the best lounge and exotica from across the globe, as we kick off with Martini Heaven and Tanganova on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktailnation with Narco Lounge Combo from the many moods of Narco Lounge Combo and the song Drive Through Boogaloo. New music sent to me from Richie Paradise of the Narco Lounge Combo, so thank you very much, Richie, for sending that one through. Fantastic stuff, and I'm looking forward to more Narco Lounge Combo music.
Cocktail Nation. Words with Dwellze.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2 cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory. Words, Mr. Wordsworth.
We need to warn people.
To compensate for Julie's inability to project her voice above a whisper, she moved ever closer to the microphone, which accentuated the smoky, naturally breathy quality in her voice. The result was a sound that enticed listeners to move closer to their speakers and suggested the illusion that Julie was singing only to them. Hey gang, I'm Gary Wells from SoulRideBlog.com, and I'm here with this month's book recommendation for the Cocktail Nation. This time we're looking at Go Slow, The Life of Julie London from Michael Owen in 2017. I actually came to Julie London through her 1970s television show Emergency. I've written before of my love for that show and how I rediscovered it at about the same time I was being introduced to Julie's music. It's not as an actress, but as a sultry singer of smoky songs that Julie is best remembered today. The book we're looking at here does a good job reporting on all of her professional and personal endeavors. You know, it's always a challenge researching someone with a common name. Try looking up Michael Owen and you get nothing but results about the English footballer. But our Michael Owen is a San Francisco Bay Area writer and researcher who is the archivist of the Ira and Lenore Gershwin Trusts. I had to dig to find that. In a way, Owen's book on Julie is the perfect star biography. After what was for me a rocky start, the book picks up and flows nicely, providing the right amount of detail about various aspects of London's life. Owen provides family info on a young Nancy Peck and her family as she grew up in Santa Rosa and then San Bernardino, California. The author provides background on Julie's troubled marriage to Jack Webb and describes the recording of her trademark Cry Me a River in a voice that sounded like a hurt bird. She purred close to the mic in a style that Owen says makes her one of Bing's children. The recording was a catharsis for Julie as she was able to release emotions she had been bottling since her separation from Webb had become public. Owen gives thorough info on Julie's second husband, Bobby Troup, calling him her champion as he shepherds the recording of her albums at Liberty Records. What I enjoyed about the book was Owen's detail on each record, starting with a discussion of her provocative album covers, even providing info on the photographers and design firms, and adding that Julie understood the commercial value of her covers. And I had read Rui Castro's book on bossa nova, in which Castro talks of the influence of Julie's records on the genre, not so much her sultry singing, but her musical accompaniment. Julie's bread and butter was the small group, and through her career, she used many legendary jazz guitarists, not the least of which was Barney Kessel. His work on Julie's records inspired Brazilians to abandon the traditional accordion and to pick up the guitar. Julie Is Her Name is a pivotal album in bossa nova history due to Kessel's work. And how big was Barney Kessel on the West Coast when he started working with Julie? He was paid $250 a week, twice what Julie herself was paid. I was happy to hear the story of Julie's recording of one of my favorites of hers, Julie at Home. Much ink was spent describing that Julie seemed to sing her best in the laid-back atmosphere of her living room, surrounded by friends enjoying some lovely beverages. Some might be an understatement. One guest joked that at Julie and Bobby's parties, revelers would be more apt to end up sitting under the piano as opposed to on it. As Julie was most comfortable in her home, surrounded by people she enjoyed, this record catches her at her most relaxed. By the way, this palatial home, so dear to the troops, was at 16074 Royal Oak Road. Owen even manages to make a connection between Julie's records and her films. For example, with her character in Man of the West, Julie was given the chance to express the wistful, longing qualities of her recordings onto the big screen. Owen's fine research extends to Julie's time in Hollywood and he's even able to give good background on the sources of the stories she played in on the big screen. But the author is blunt and pulls no punches as he reports on Julie's inability to create indelible images on screen, and this was reflected in the quality of film she was approached to star in. And movie producers hoping to cash in on Julie's sexy persona on records were frustrated to find her a conservative person, unwilling or unhappy to appear in provocative roles. Owen highlights a revival of sorts that Julie enjoyed in the mid-60s that saw an increase in the quality of her records and saw her having success on nightclub stages. Go Slow digs into Julie's personal life and her extreme shyness that became almost reclusiveness. Michael details London's transition to television actress and her work on Emergency, work that suited Julie down to the ground, as she worked a regular schedule with a regular crew, on controlled sound stages, and with her husband Bobby. For me, Go Slow is a perfect artist biography. It gives info on each LP, each live engagement, each film, all of Julie's professional output. It is well detailed and researched, and gives us many little nuggets, like Julie's attendance at a family barbecue in guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli's backyard, like Julie's many unreleased tracks, her testifying before commissions investigating copyright infringement, and the fact that Julie released 32 albums for Liberty Records. Only Martin Denny released more for the label. Owen also reports on Julie and Bobby's near bankruptcy before Emergency became a physical, emotional, and financial lifeline. I really enjoyed this book for its detail and for its brevity, and because it presents Julie honestly, warts and all, which is the responsibility of any serious biography. So to wrap up, I can highly recommend Go Slow, The Life of Julie London by Michael Owen. It can be easily found at Amazon and at Abe Books, where books are always cheaper. If you'd like to read the full review of this book, you can head over to my website. I'd like to thank Coop Cooper and Cocktail Nation. Once again, this is Gary Wells from SoulRideBlog.com, and I'm encouraging you to pick up a book.
Words with Wells, Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Bill Irwin and Seduction. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. Official website cocktailnation.net, where you'll find links to our books, World of Swank gig guide. You're also going to find the Flipboard, Lounge Life magazine links, and of course various playlists, and most importantly, ways to get in touch with the show. I'd certainly love to hear from you, and I read every single message that comes through, and I reply to every single message that comes through. So message me, if you will. This is Mary Stallings. I love being here with you. Some live music to the Cocktail Nation.
I love the East. I love the West. I love the North and the South is the best. Only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks and what is more. With you there won't be a bore, 'cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, napping by the hour. Life is such a crazy game, through all kinds of weather, long as we're together. I love to call your name. I love to dine in fine cuisines and candle lights. I love the scene. And baby, you know what I mean. I love being here with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. But I think to tell you it's only fair, I love being here with you. Cary Grant and old to that day, his charm just takes me away. Don't get me wrong, how do I say I love being here with you? Bass Manny swinging, I love Sarah singing. Oh, there's something else you know. They know how to play it, they know how to say it. They just wind up and let it go. I love the blues and the New York shows. I love to kiss Durandy's nose. I like to say before I close, I love being here. I love being here. Where my love, oh baby, I love. Oh baby, I love. Oh baby, I love. Where my love, being here with you.
Broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
Hey, this is Tony Marsico from the Martini King.
Hey, this is Ricky Dad talking to you from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, this is Marty Lush from Marty Lush and Latin Livers.
3, 2, and 1.
Hey, kids, this is Sonny Moon with Nutty, and you're listening to the Cocktail Nation. It swings, Dad.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Intellectual sound.
Esquivel on the Cocktail Nation. Now, Brother Cleve has surfaced with an online event just past this week. And the reason I mention Brother Cleve and Esquivel within the same breath is that he's certainly a composer who's been spinning exotic from the very start of its resurgence in the 1990s and was a good friend of Esquivel. Cleve actually visited and assisted Esquivel many times in his later years when he was bedridden in Mexico. believe he was also involved with the Bar Nunnery issues and See It in Sound. And if you go back many, many episodes, you'll actually find an interview very early on in the Cocteau Nation life where I interviewed Brother Cleve, and he's a really interesting guy. Let's check out Lounge Life magazine now. You can see inside jazz great Dave Brubeck's groovy Connecticut home, which has been maintained by the family long after him and his wife's passing by the family. And it really is an absolutely amazing house. And you look at this and you go, wow, that cat sold a lot of records. Kowloon plans to transform his parking lot into a drive-in movie theatre and car hop, which is pretty cool. And a look at one of the greatest Sinatra albums ever on the anniversary of his passing just this week gone. Do check out Lounge Life magazine. It is your free magazine. When I come across stories, I add it to this Flipboard app. Reads like a magazine, feels like a magazine, and it's a truly, really cool app. So check it out. Lounge Life magazine is the one that you will be searching for. And there's some great stuff on there. In fact, I haven't deleted a single story that I've put up there over the last several years that I've gone there. So there's some great historical records there for you to check out.
On the Cocteau Nation Coupe Goose Deep.
Chickens are the only animals you eat before they are born and after they are dead.
Very deep. Cocteau Nation.
Thank you.
is the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Malandro na praça outra vez, caminhando na ponta dos pés, como quem pisa nos corações que rolaram dos cabarés. Entre deusas e bofetões, entre dados e coronéis, angolés e patrões, o malandro anda assim de viés, deixa balançar a maré e a poeira senta no chão, deixa a praça virar um salão. Entre deusas e bofetões, entre dados e coronéis, entre parangolés e patrões, o malandro anda assim de viés, deixa balançar a maré e a poeira senta no chão, deixa pra
Cocktail Nation, broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. Never.
The Cocktail Nation.
a pretty face, all dressed up in my satin and lace. I may look at you and smile real nice, but no, you'll never do me dirty twice. I ain't just a pretty face, exuding style, form and grace. Your broken promise of love so true has shown me what to expect from you. I'm not gonna scream, I'm not gonna holler, scratch at your face or rip off that collar. There's the door beyond your way. There's nothing more I can say. I ain't just a pretty face, all dressed up in my satin and lace. I may look at you and smile real nice, but no, you'll never do me dirty twice. Undignified, oh, rip off that collar. There's a door beyond your way. There's nothing more I can say. No, no, I ain't just a pretty face, all dressed up in my satin and lace. I may look at you and smile real nice, but no, you'll never do me dirty twice. You'll never do me dirty twice.
Cocktail Nation with three new tracks that arrived to the City Penthouse this week. Joan Watson-Jones, I Ain't Just a Pretty Face. Miguel de Leon, A Volta du Molandro. And the Tanek Jazz Quintet with Unit 7. So some brand new stuff for you to check out. That's the thing I love about jazz and cocktail jazz that's in existence today, is that it's still around. You can see it. And of course, we play a lot of cocktail jazz in our evenings at the Penthouse Show, but yeah, some really cool stuff coming out. Isn't jazz amazing? Let's take a look at the World of Swank gig guide. Here's what we do know. Tiki Oasis on August 12 to 16. Dicky Caliente rescheduled to October 1. Richard Cheese has cancelled his tour for 2020. And Dicky Con has been cancelled for this year. Hooky Lau postponed but reconfigured into a series of smaller events across the US to help some of the stricken Tiki bars, artists and musicians. Now, one fellow who's been very, very busy lately is Brian from Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica. Just this week past, he had another live session with the band on there, all over his state, playing for you. And he really has been pushing the whole online concept really hard and trying to find a market out of there. So good on you, Brian. Tough thing to do, but I think he's really pulled it off. He's a bit of a future thinker, old Mr. Ho. If you get a chance, definitely subscribe to his email list. You'll get the updates, or even on his Facebook page, and you'll get the updates for what he's doing live online, which is pretty amazing. I have a feeling he's probably going to keep that up, actually. Here he is with Frenesy, Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Just like that. Tell me his name
again. Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
They call Frankenstein. He's on top tonight. Hook him up to a power line. He's about dynamite. He
knows how to bring it, he knows how to swing it, he might even want to scat. Flip the switch, he comes alive, flip your lid and prank his jive. What a crazy cat! Give the spotlight to Frankenstein, he's in charge tonight. Yep, give him solos and he will shine. Chops are out of sight. Give him a horn and he'll blow you away. He'll be caught stealing the show. Give him a tune that he knows how to play. And say, go Frankenstein, blow Frankenstein.
Go Frankenstein, go Daddy-o.
Go Frankenstein, blow Frankenstein. Go Daddy-o, go.
Section 3.5, the cone of silence. To activate, simply lower the cone and speak clearly.
What?
Do not overuse the cone of silence.
What?
Do not shout in the cone of silence.
What?
In fact, don't even use the cone of silence.
What?
It's never worked right. I don't know why we bought it in the first place. Section 3.6, the portable cone of silence.
Tail Nation.
What?
Nation with Lucas Vigor and Nightlight Blues. Next week on the show, the Spies are back with Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com. Gonna leave you with Waitiki 7, Left Arm of Buddha. Stay hip.